fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 25th day of April, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Okay, proper tip of the day. Almost all of you own rifles, shotguns, and pistols, listening to me, especially those that live in North America. United States, I should say, on one hand. On the other, almost none of you have spare parts for any of your rifles, shotguns, or pistols. I talk about this occasionally. It's a general reminder. Here's what you do. Probably you don't know what parts you need or how to get them. So you need to do the following. You need to introduce yourself to a local certified gunsmith. Not some guy who works on his kitchen table with no certification. A local certified gunsmith. And start out with your main battle rifle, if that's what you have. Or your main pistol, if you just have a pistol. And let the gunsmith know you want 2 each of every part that would break in that rifle, shotgun, or pistol. And here's what breaks. Firing pins, extractors, and springs. Firing pins, extractors, and springs. That's what breaks on most rifles, shotguns, and pistols most of the time. Your gunsmith will know how to get these parts. Get them. Make sure they're properly labeled as to what parts they are, what firearm they go with. Keep them in a Ziploc bag in a safe place, segregated. Make sure that you have a separate Ziploc bag for each firearm so they don't get confused. And they'll give you some peace of mind knowing that your $1,500 battle rifle won't become a club because you didn't buy a $3 firing pin or a $1 spring, or that your $500 Smith & Wesson won't become a paperweight because you neglected to buy an extractor for $2 or $3 or a spring for $2 or $3. So that's your proper tip of the day. Go for it. Get it done. You'll be glad you did. Looks like we're going to have open lines this first hour. And we have the second hour, I'm not sure what's going to happen yet because there's some miscommunication between one of my guests and me, and we will see what happens. So we'll just take open lines here at 800-313-9443. Beginning this Friday, we'll have a new special guest, Jimmy from Desert Eagle, and we're going to call that hour, that particular section, Firearms Friday. And it'll be a fun opportunity to spend some time visiting with Jimmy. Jimmy was a designated marksman for the United States Coast Guard. And when they would be boarding a ship, he would be on the flybridge with his M14 doing what they call overwatch. So he's had professional training in that area from the U.S. military, and he's continued to work on that expertise, and he's now a precision marksman instructor. So it'll be a lot of fun to do that. On Thursdays, we're going to have a new special guest also, second hour, Don Kubley with Intershelter Domes. This is really cutting edge when it comes to housing that's affordable, that's energy efficient, that's permanent, that's maintenance free. This is the answer to a lot of issues and a lot of questions that people have and people need. People need housing. Obviously, it's not optional. The original concept was developed by a Vietnam vet who is now deceased. He succumbed to the effects of Agent Orange, like too many of my friends have over the years. But his original concept was to create energy-efficient, affordable, permanent housing that would be attractive and energy-efficient for our homeless veterans. That was his goal when he began the concept. Don Kubley took over the project from the veteran, and I've known about these domes since 2014. I've been in touch with Don Kubley for quite a while. It's only been recently, in the last few months, less than a year, that production has caught up with demand, because the last several years, several militaries from different governments, including our own, several different governments, including our own, have been buying up everything the man made. Everything. All the domes. So he's finally got his production capability caught up with demand, and I'm now a dealer for the Intershelter Domes, and it's a good thing. It's a real good thing. I listed on my website for sale. We hope to have some images posted there soon, probably before the day is over. But when you scroll down the left side, just below the spinning globe, you'll see the link to click on there, and there's lots of images to see. Domes on tropical beaches, domes in the Arctic, literally on the Arctic ice shelf up there with an American submarine coming up through the ice next to it. Pretty spectacular photograph. Domes in suburban areas, and a dome camouflage you can barely see sitting in the woods. That's Don's personal dome, by the way. So I think that everybody needs to become aware of these domes, how permanent they are, how you can, two men, a ladder, and simple hand tools can set one up in a couple of hours. Of course, that doesn't include the plumbing, electric, and heating and air conditioning and so forth. That would take a little more work. But the basic structure itself, ready to protect you from the elements, can be set up in just a couple of hours by two men with simple hand tools and a ladder. Very, very unique. Well, the dome is nature's perfect shape, by the way. The shape of an egg is nature's perfect shape. If you have 200-mile-an-hour winds, no worry, mate. The wind will just go right around it, because that dome shape does not catch the wind. The wind just goes around it. Pretty neat, isn't it? Absolutely pretty neat. The situation with North Korea continues to spin wildly out of control, with threats being made by this chubby little dictator up there in North Korea. United States reassuring Japan that we will be there, and reassuring South Korea that we will be there with, I believe, three aircraft carrier task forces either there or en route. And the threats are off the charts, crazy threats being made by this chubby little dictator up there in North Korea. Very strange situation. I've been watching these cycles come and go for decades, as most of us have. The threats and counter threats by the various dictators from North Korea. This cycle, however, of threats and counter threats is way, way beyond anything I've ever seen before. And I believe everybody that's paying attention to this matter agrees with me. Latest threats are against Australia, that North Korea is threatening to attack Australia with nuclear weapons. The thing that baffles me is why. Why is this chubby little dictator up there making these threats in the first place? What's his goal? What does he want to accomplish? I'm not aware of any goal or any thing that this man is trying to accomplish. Just like I didn't with his father or his grandfather. I don't know what the goal was. There's been some talk about North Korea wanting to invade and take over South Korea. That would be a worthwhile goal. South Korea would be a very rich prize for the dirt-poor North Koreans to capture. Of course, in the process of capturing South Korea, they were destroying most of the things that make it so valuable. The infrastructure and the people. That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Not that there's anything you and I can do about these threats and counter threats involving North Korea. That's, you know, what can you do? Well, you can take care of your family. That's what you can do. You can take care of your family and make sure you got a safe haven. The people you care about, preferably a hobby farm that's a good distance, maybe a two-hour drive from a major metropolitan area would be a good distance. Obviously, the farther the better. West Mississippi would be good because of the population density being far, far less west of Mississippi than it is east of Mississippi. I was talking to a woman the other day. She was talking about the mountains in Vermont. I said, man, those mountains are great. They're wonderful. Great place for a safe haven. Except, how close are you to 15 or 20 million people? And that caused this woman to stop and think a little bit. Well, very close. Those areas up there in the Northeast are very compact. You know, what constitutes a state up there may only be one or two counties here in Missouri. Missouri has 113 counties. Just one of those counties, Texas County, Missouri, is larger than the entire state of Rhode Island. That's just one county in Missouri. So those areas up there in the Northeast are very, very compact compared to these regions farther west. Missouri is not the only state that has a lot of square miles. Obviously, other states have far more than us. Texas has, obviously, a lot of square miles. The state of Texas is the same size as France, in case you don't know. So, for you folks living out there on the East Coast, you know, you may think the Appalachians are a safe haven. You may think the mountains of Vermont or northern Maine. You're still really close to tens of millions of people. That's a big issue. A special message to all you people in France, or if you know somebody who lives in France, to vote for Marie Le Pen. That would be Sunday, May the 7th, less than 2 weeks away. This young man, Macron, if you want more of the same that you've already got, same economic policy, same immigration policy, then, hey, vote for that young man. you'll get exactly what you already have, which is a road to disaster. I was reading this morning about two American female tourists, young women. They were having a pleasant evening sitting in the near the Eiffel Tower there in Paris. Two Muslim men approached them, propositioned them for sex. They obviously clearly refused, and then there was an altercation with the men, eventually accusing the young women of attempting to steal their cell phones, or cell phone, singular, I don't know which. So my message to all you folks in France, and I know I have a lot of listeners in France, and people who know citizens of France, please, please consider voting for Marie Le Pen. I think it would be a big help to your country to get out of the EU, which is basically a criminal conspiracy, to shut down the immigration of Muslims to France, and to have economic policies that will help the people of France rather than hurt the people of France. So that would be a good thing. We got a caller on hold here. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, good morning, John. Now, as far as North Korea is concerned, I don't think of them as much of a threat. I mean, the guy that that runs it is basically a pygmy. So if they ever mess with America, America would just wipe them right off the map.
Well, if they, you know, North Korea has two satellites that go over your head twice a day there, Jeff. And we don't know what's in those satellites.
John, you get a good point there, but do we have a defense against it? Some kind of missile that can knock it down, or?
Well, we haven't done it yet. If a nuclear device is set off 300 miles over Kansas, it's going to take your power out in Massachusetts, and we haven't done it yet. Maybe that needs to happen, but it hasn't happened yet. After the device has been set off, it's obviously too late, Jeff.
Oh, of course. It's like trying to shut the barn door after the horses are gone. But the thing is, can't we send an assassination team into North Korea and assassinate the president of North Korea? I mean, the only thing I'm worried about is that China joins in with North Korea, along with Russia, and they're just playing a game and using North Korea as the bait.
North Korea is a client state of China, has been since day one, and they do the bidding of China. And I think that, quite frankly, my belief is that what North Korea is doing is what China wants them to do as a proxy.
That's the scary part. Plus, we have all these Muslims in this country that if they get the word, they just start blowing up cities. I mean, and they can do that at any time.
Oh, yes.
That's the thing that could ruin your day, because then food gets cut off, then you have anarchy in the streets and everything like that. And the EMP from North Korea, yes, that can happen. But it's the Muslims and it's the illegal communists in this country. That's the thing that could really ruin your day. But John, I'll let you go. Do have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. I was at a meeting, this was 15 years ago or so, 14, 15 years ago. It was a town hall meeting. A little community which no longer exists called Times Beach, Missouri, which was national news for several years because of the dioxin cleanup that took place there. Anyway, there was a young man at that meeting who identified as being a communist agent. Now, because of things he said, he mentioned a group that he belonged to and so forth. So the next morning I called an FBI agent I know to advise him and give him details, the name, the description of the young man, contact information, because I had his phone number and everything, so that if they didn't have a file on this young communist, that they could. And I was shocked and surprised and disappointed at the response the FBI agent gave me. He says, John, we no longer monitor communists in this country. That's what he said. John, we no longer monitor communists. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Tuesday, the 25th of April. Well, this time next week, it will be May, won't it? In fact, this time next week, it'll be the second day of May. You're just slipping by very quickly. Take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. The political drama taking place in Washington, D.C. over this budget is a sight to behold. Speaker of the House apparently is involved in obfuscating, delaying tactics. I'm not sure what his motivation is. And it looks like we do have a special guest here popping up. And we have patiently waiting in the green room, Mr. Rex Baer. Rex is the proprietor of the website Leak Project, a website that gets into all kinds of fascinating things, things that I frequently talk about, such as Planet X, for example, and all kinds of geopolitical matters. So with no further ado, welcome aboard, Rex. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here. How are you doing?
Really good, sir. If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. I'm looking here at your homepage. The top headline, Vatican suppressed 4,000-year-old prayer to Toth, translated mm-hmm. full reading. And then there's some other references to Vatican suppressed information. And then something called out-of-place artifacts in other parts of your website, which is something I'm very fascinated and I spend a lot of time on. How long have you been doing this project here, Rex?
I've been doing the project for about 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you do this to inform people about all the different things that you're interested in. Is that somewhat accurate?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty accurate, and I also do a lot of stuff where if I have somebody send me in some information on some intel that they want that they might not have, I'll do my best to get it. I just got back on a tour, went through New Mexico and Colorado, checked out some locations out there that looked very strange on the Google Maps. As a matter of fact, I had somebody send me some coordinates to a abandoned location in New Mexico that had these streets that were designed to look almost like DNA strands from a bird's eye view. Yeah, it was incredible. So I went out there and checked it out, and it was just really eerie, and nothing out there but garbage, you know, people dumping trash. And I've been testing the radiation levels everywhere I go. I have two different Geiger counters. I've got a digital counter with me, and I've also got a really nice military-grade watch that's a lot more money than the Geiger counter, the digital one. But they're great. So I've been testing the radiation levels in Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, Arizona, Texas, Midwest. And we're planning this year on doing some different tours all the way up into South Dakota, the Black Hills, the Badlands, and some other locations around the Four Corners area, because there's a lot of old petroglyphs out there that are dated to approximately 8,000 years old. And they look like these ghost people slash aliens. And I've been doing a lot of research into these ancient texts. And it's interesting because a lot of people have been telling me about, you know, Book of Enoch, the Watchers, the Nephilim. And what I wanted to do is find out what these ancient texts actually say about them and how accurate people's perceptions are. And there's different translations on the Book of Enoch when it talks about the Nephilim and the Watchers and a lot of genetic manipulation going on and stuff like that. But the Nephilim that were described in these scriptures, one translation, they were 4,500 feet tall. Because if you take 3,000 L, an L is 18 inches. So that's 4,500 feet. So I said, there's no way. That cannot be right. So I did some more research into it. And the Hebrew translation of the Nephilim is approximately 450 feet. So that's still, I'm still trying to grasp my mind around these giants walking around back in the day that were 450 feet tall. Now, with that said, with all these petroglyphs and these ancient structures and these megaliths that we're finding, and the possibility that there very well could have been some type of giants back in the day, it seems to be the deluge, things were a lot different back then. And it's amazing how we're kind of putting the pieces together here now.
Well, it is, and that's you're biting off a big chunk here, Rex. God bless you.
Thank you.
We got a break. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we are back. Let's tell them we're back, JR, on Tuesday, the 25th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Quick heads up, I still have a need for a crystal clear, sharp image of the map on the wall of the director's office of NCIS, the TV show NCIS. That's November, Charlie, India, Sierra. The map showing North America with new coastlines. The image we've got is out of focus. We need a crystal clear, sharp image. If you can get that to me, you get your choice of any of my DVDs as a thank you. So let's move forward on that. I want to get a nice crystal clear, sharp image there. Of course, also at my website, you'll find an energy cleaner for sale. Heads up for all you people who already got one. If you've got a screen pad you've been sleeping on and you're tired of getting scratched from that screen wire breaking, it's probably time to upgrade to a factory-made fitted mattress pad to go with your energy cleaner. It's probably past time. Aluminum screen wire does work on one hand. On the other, knees and elbows busted up pretty quick, and the mattress pad is made to stand up to knees and elbows, so it'll be fine for years. 5-year guarantee, by the way, on the mattress pad. So check out the energy cleaners. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner to help you with arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, and getting a great night's sleep. And be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads, which I have in stock right now, by the way, both the Energy Cleaners and the mattress pads. I do take PayPal, most secure way to make any payment online. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Of course, MasterCard, Visa, American Express. And toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Mr. Rex Baer, the proprietor of Leak Project. And I understand you got some good intel on these simultaneous power outages that happened last week. I would think, Rex, that would be a matter of highest national security concern. What information do you have, sir?
Well, I just find it very interesting that there's these major power outages in San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, and then Operation Gotham Shield is going on from the 24th to the 26th. And that is a simulation of a 10-kiloton nuclear bomb over New Jersey and New York. That's a pretty big deal. A lot of people are wondering if these power outages before that specific exercise are connected. Now, one thing that I do find fascinating and scary at the same time about this technology with some of these hackers out there, especially if you watch series like Mr. Robot, that just kind of show how effective just somebody in their basement that has a vendetta against the corporation or against the man can be. Because with all these different systems connected to the World Wide Web, you know, you've got a lot of situations that can, it's almost like these hackers in basements can do more damage than militaries of 1,000 people in certain circumstances. So I'm wondering if there's something connected there. Have you thought about that, or has anybody brought that up that listens to your show?
Well, of course I've thought about it because I train with the U.S. Army Special Forces to take out cities, and to have those power outages happen almost at the same time in three major cities is not a coincidence. It can't be coincidence. It simply can't be. So, of course, we thought about it, and we've talked about it occasionally, Rex. Rex, we got a caller on hold here. We got Clyde in Louisiana. Good morning, Clyde.
Good morning. Yeah, your friend was talking about the giants of the days of old.
Yes.
And in 1965, I went in the museum in Carson City, Nevada, the main state museum there that has the mine shaft that goes down. They take you down, you know, and it's like you're in the bottom of a mine. And laying down in there was a woman's mummified skeleton, but she was sort of unwrapped. You could see her. And she had long red hair, and she was 12 feet tall. And the sign on it said, dug up right there in Nevada, unknown Indian tribe. And I called out there about 10 years ago, and sure enough, there was a guy that was working there in 65, was still working there 10 years ago. And he said the Smithsonian Institute took her away and wouldn't give her back, citing that the Native Americans were complaining about what was being done with their artifacts. Well, what 12-foot red-headed Indian tribe do you know about?
Well, locally here in my county, there was a human skeleton found in a cave that was 8 feet tall. And it's pretty well known locally among that the Smithsonian took it and never heard from him again. Okay, we'll have Rex comment on your question here. It's Clyde, thank you for the call. What follow-up do you have there, Rex?
You know, it's not that strange to hear about somebody that's extremely large with red hair. So that's another connection there, that a lot of people are finding these elongated skulls also on what one might call a giant, and they've got red hair. So that's a neat connection there. I would have loved to have seen that. It's really unfortunate that institutions like the Smithsonian have so much power that they suppress so much knowledge from the people. I've often just fantasized about being able to go into the vaults of the Smithsonian or the Vatican or something and seeing what they actually have that they suppress from the people. And it's really unfortunate. We should be able to know about that kind of stuff as a whole. And I feel that's one of the reasons I started Leak Project, is because we're looking for that kind of stuff. We're out looking for those little gems that organizations and institutions and people have suppressed for so many years that is our inherent right to know about. And until we know about this kind of stuff, we're running around in circles, you know, looking for things that don't really matter. We're fighting shadows. So that was a really neat call. Right. I'm glad that guy called in.
Right. I was just reading a summary of a book for sale that claims during the Lewis and Clark expedition in 1804 that the explorers found blue-eyed Caucasian Native Americans in their travels. So, and other interesting things. Yeah, the true history of human beings on this planet is very carefully suppressed, isn't it, Rex?
It is. And it makes me wonder. As a matter of fact, I did a podcast the other day on a relic that was discovered in a cave in Germany that is a perfect carving of a lion man. It's got a lion head and a human body, but it doesn't look like the natives do, where they have, you know, they'll kill a lion and put its head all over them as a mantle. It was literally a lion head, a human body, 40,000 years old.
Right. It was carved in ivory. I've seen the image. And yeah. It was a beautiful piece. But, what
makes you wonder.
Well, I don't wonder at all, because mainstream archaeology has two jobs. One is to recover ancient technology. The other is to keep us from finding out about it.
Well, that's one of the things that I've often wondered is, why are they doing why are they trying so hard to suppress all this information from us? What are they worried about? I mean, I can understand in the military applications that they're picking up these old flying saucers that are discussed in the Vedas or something like that, or some type of Stargate. I can understand why they would keep that from us. But why keep our true origins? Or if our bodies were tampered with or manipulated 100,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, why can't we know about it? If there was a catastrophe 12,000 years ago, as a matter of fact, I just did another podcast on this, where there's in Gobi Tepe, I think that's the, I might have said that wrong, it's a 12,000-year-old megalith, and they found these really neat engravings that date back to 10,950 BC of an asteroid, and there's approximately that 12,000-year cycle that a lot of people feel is somewhat of a reset cycle. I know there's a lot of people that feel 3,600 years, some people like Gil Broussard think it's 360 years, and then there's also the scientists that talk about 12,000 years. But when you see those carvings that are so perfect in rock from 11,000 years ago, and you see these stones that weigh 50 tons that are put together almost perfectly, it really makes you wonder how in the world they could do that then with just sticks and chisels.
Right. Well, they didn't, obviously. There's a growing body of evidence showing marks on many of the stones in Egypt, of these megalithic things that appear to be power tools that were used on these stones. But something I like to talk about also, Rex, is the fact, and it's a well-known fact, that nuclear devices were set off in the Saudi Arabian Peninsula 12,000 years ago, in Kashmir 12,000 years ago, and there's also remnants of nuclear devices being set off in Europe and North America 12,000 years ago. In fact, in Saudi Arabia Peninsula, there's an area where there's hundreds of acres of the surface of the peninsula covered with green glass as a consequence of nuclear devices being set off there 12,000 years ago. And of course, the ancient Sanskrit writings in India, which have never been fully recovered, only 3-5% have been translated into English, but many of them appear to be technical manuals for aircraft and other advanced technology. So there's a lot of this going on, and you don't have to dig too deep to find the evidence, do you, Rex?
No, especially with the internet right in front of us. It's great. I've been doing some research into the Vedas lately and reading about these wars with monkey people and different technologies that were used and these barriers that were put up. And if you read these texts, it's amazing how political religious texts are when you read it from somebody that's agnostic. And when I say agnostic, I just mean I don't know. So I'm reading these texts as somebody going in neutral, and it's fascinating how there's politics and science and poems and everything encapsulated in these scriptures. And I think that's one of the things that helps keep scriptures alive in the subconscious is symbols. So if you see something happen 5,000 years ago that you think, you know, you see these people coming down from heaven or from space and you think they're fallen angels, well, maybe fallen angels and a race from another planet, just like you and me, but maybe further advanced, or maybe they were from this planet at one point, and because of a catastrophe, maybe they found a way to go underground or go off-grid somehow and then continue their civilization and make it stronger and make it greater, because there's just too much out there. There's too many ooparts to follow the official story. So I just question everything. You know, I mean, I question things to the point to where I'll maybe question it too much sometimes, but I feel that by doing that, by bringing both sides of the coin together and questioning all the different angles, you can come up with more answers and more solutions.
Well, for all you listening, OOPART is an acronym that stands for Out of Place Artifacts. There's a couple of fairly well-known authors. So one I like to work with is Jonathan Gray out of New Zealand. I've interviewed Jonathan several times, read a number of his books. But he's written a number of books that deal largely with out-of-place artifacts. Before they went to the modern way of coal mining, the older method where they would drill and blast was recovering a lot of out-of-place artifacts, weren't they, Rex?
Yeah, absolutely. And another author that I've read is Michael Cremo. He's got a pretty good book compiled of ancient archaeology as well. Another thing that I'm wondering about also is there's you know, you kind of think about the older texts and the scriptures and stuff that were written by the Sumerians. For example, if you read the Epic of Gilgamesh or the Atrahasis, those texts, which predate the texts that are in the Abrahamic Bible, it's almost as if they took that information and kind of changed it up a little bit and then put and maybe toned it down a little bit and then put those in the canon. But I'm telling you, I was really skeptical about that, what I just said right there. And anytime I hear anything about the Sumerian tablets, I automatically think Zachariah Sitchin. Yet these translations that I read weren't by Zachariah Sitchin. They were by somebody completely different, and the descriptions of these, you know, the Anu and Enki and Enlil and the Anunnaki, I think they were called the Anunnak or something similar to that in the Epic of Gilgamesh. But it even describes Easter, and the starting of Easter. It describes Ishtar, which is where Easter came from. And Ishtar in the Epic of Gilgamesh is this really angry and stuck up and spoiled brat, daughter of Anu, which is the king sky god or whatever. But she basically gets turned down by Gilgamesh, and she gets mad, so she goes up and tells Anu, she says, hey, if you don't give me Gilgamesh, I'm going to rip open the gates of hell. And then it talks about this genetic manipulation that she was a part of and doing stuff with animals and being kind of like the Black Widow, and so that's why Gilgamesh wouldn't hook up with her. These are some really cool texts that people maybe should just spend a couple hours reading, because it's neat how that specific story underlines that theme is in the Bible, that theme is in the Gnostic text. Like if you read the Nag Hammadi scriptures, which I've read, which are these very suppressed scriptures, like the Vatican did their best to eliminate those scriptures and many other religious institutions because it has a different perspective on the Christ. And also the Dead Sea Scrolls, if you read the Dead Sea Scrolls, which, you know, are Judaic texts that predate most of the stuff in the Abrahamic canon, well, that also talks about the Book of Enoch. And there's also astrology in these texts, which is funny because a lot of people say that, you know, they're religious. If you study astrology, then that's satanic or that's evil. Yet Enoch has specific books on astrology in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So one of the things that I find and I really like about the project is a lot of people that might not have a whole lot of information on particular subjects, so they've kind of come up with their own conclusion and they're really against anything else that doesn't meet their paradigm. They'll come in, they'll listen to some shows, they'll calm down a little bit, get more information, and then start to realize, wow, I mean, yeah, we're all in this together, and we've got a long journey ahead of us, and we live in a dualistic universe, and we can choose, do we want to be working for the right or for the left? Do we want to be for the positive or for the negative? And I think it's great, man. It's really neat when you've got internet, because you can get so many people together to start putting ideas. And one of the neat things about Leak Project also, John, is the people that listen to the program are so astute. I mean, if I make a mistake or even a little mistake, they'll let me know. You know, you did that wrong, you said that wrong, and then I can correct it. So it's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it. It's nice to talk to people like you, too, because, you know, you have so much expertise in security and national security structuring. And you were talking about, you know, I've had you on Leak Project before, and I liked it when you brought up the security factors. It must be amazing working in the sector of protecting so many people. It must make you feel, I mean, like a sense of honor almost.
Well, it's an honor to protect my president, Charlton Heston, and it's a lot of responsibility. It's very intense. When you're protecting somebody like Charlton Heston or Ambassador Alan Keyes, which I protected him also, you're on high alert the entire time. It's very intense. And at the end of the day, it's a relief to be finished with that obligation. But, well, your challenge is to reach out to as many people as possible, isn't it, Rex?
It really is. Yeah, I mean, we're reaching out. Last month, we hit 1.8 million views, so that was pretty good.
Outstanding. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 25th of April, visiting with Rex Baer. His website is leakproject.com. I say again, leakproject.com. project.com. I'll get that link up on my links page here in a day or so. Rex, we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn. I'm not hearing anything. Okay, we lost Glenn.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Okay, good. Yeah, I wasn't hearing anything on hold. Good morning, John. Good morning, Mr. Bear. Interesting these ancient stories are all very fascinating. Certainly the crux of them in the Bible is in Genesis 6, where we see the... at the time of Noah, this contamination of the human genome from these the Nephilim, the fallen angels intermingling and producing races like the Anakim and the Rephaim and stuff, these giants. But I think right now one of the people who is doing the best job of explaining how this stuff came to be is Steve Quayle, who talks about how basically the fallen angels who were interdimensional beings, not so much interplanetary or intergalactic or anything like that, interstellar. These are interdimensional beings who came in and managed to mate with humans. And I think we seem to be in a time when, as the culmination of the end of the age comes, the advent of the Antichrist, the return of Christ, and all that. I think that we're going to see more and more of this stuff. I had one question, Mr. Rez. Why are you using the term Abrahamic? Because relative to the scriptures, because the story of Abraham is within the Torah. It's within the Mosaic books. The Torah was, we have maybe one oldest book in the Old Testament might be Job itself in terms of the age of the book. But the story of Abraham, the scriptures themselves aren't from Abraham. It's merely his story is incorporated into the Torah.
Rex?
Thanks for asking. The reason I use that term is because when I say Abrahamic text or Abrahamic canon, it's a lot, most people can relate to what I'm discussing, and many of the Old Testament texts do have that overall archetype and discussions of Abraham. So, I've highly noted, I appreciate that. Cool. I've read the Holy Bible several times also. I'm fascinated with the book of Revelation. It's just an amazing book, so yeah, thank you for that.
Well, Abraham, of course, is where you can start to look at the lineage post-flood. You have Adam down to Noah, then the flood, and then the bloodline can start being traced, as from Abraham as the post-flood patriarch, from whom came Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 tribes and all that sort of thing, and then eventually Moses arises. And then that's where we get the narrative, the writing of the narrative and stuff in the Torah, from the time of the Exodus and all that sort of thing.
But, one thing that I'd recommend, real quick before, I just wanted to recommend, because it sounds like you're very well versed in scriptures, you should maybe pick up a copy of the Nag Hammadi, the most recent edition that has, they found all these ancient scriptures in this cave in Nag Hammadi, Egypt in 1945 mm-hmm. that were tucked away in these glass jars, and they've been retranslated, and it has a really cool... there's a lot more information on Genesis and the players.
Okay,
and,
gentlemen, we are out of time. We are out of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rex, thank you. Glenn, thank you. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with our next guest. Stay tuned. Thank you, Rex.
You're welcome.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.